I've been thinking what to write about at the end of this strange year, these two strange years. And I was reflecting on some of my other writing from this year, talking about breathing in and breathing out for the classic choir, thinking about rebirth and planting seeds at the start of spring, my students' explorations into online learning and playing music with them and friends in a totally different way. Mother's Day, thinking about my beautiful, beloved mother, and Father's Day, thinking about men in my life who provide inspiration to me. And of course, my dog Happy and my partner Charlie and all our adventures. And I realized that even with all the difficulty and struggle, there were many, many things this year I was grateful for. So here's a small list. Frangipani trees, the buttery air of Brisbane. ABC Classic on the TV on Channel 27. The wise minds of 10-year-olds. Bookshops. People who still wear analogue watches. The free imagination of a 6-year-old. The sounds of music practice wafting into the street. The provocative ideals of a 15-year-old. Rain. Estonian choral music on a Sunday morning. A well-cooked pie. Jacarandas flowering beside poinsettias. The policeman who helped the little children across the road the other day. Tomato plants appearing without any planting. Mussels. The art gallery. A beautifully prepared cut lunch. The sound of a children's sports match from afar. A perfect non-woolly plum. A single resonant note. Bach. Being able to play music with other people. Routine. A car ride. The moon in an eclipse. A simple tune. Whistling in the street. The touch of Charlie on my cheek. A warm neck in the early morning. A surprising key change. The sound of my mum's voice. Word puns. A well-rosined bow. Back support. Sunblock. Wooden boats on the river. Work. The right words, and you for being there. What are you grateful for?